I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Lately, I've pulled off a few spectacular exploits. But contrary to my own ideas, while being successful, they haven't paid dividends. That is, to Roland Fletcher. That is, myself. True, I've put paid to the accounts of many of our 40 thieves, of whom you've heard. But in sheer profit, Barbara Faversham and myself have hardly netted the wherewithal. It was therefore with some interest I read an advertisement in the wanted columns of a paper that Barbara showed me.
It says, wanted a 5-sconce candelabrum, Georgian period, lotus pattern as illustrated. Reward for information, £1,000. Do not be late again.
The advertiser obviously has one and wants t'other. What does it mean, do not be late again?
But £1,000 for information. And then, of course, the purchase price. A very ardent collector of old silver, I'd say.
True. So ardent that money's no object. Do you know of a 5-sconce candelabrum, Georgian?
Why, yes, I've seen dozens.
Yes, so have I. They're all fairly valuable to collectors, but there's plenty to be had for about £100 each. No, I think our sinking fortunes can't be raised from the depths by a candelabrum. Unless...
Unless what?
Quickly, who's the advertiser?
Cornelius, care this paper. Phone Sloan 738.
Sloan 738, Chelsea number. Maybe we can participate after all. I'm going to ring that number. Funny, you know, that puzzles me, that phrase. Do not be late again. Oh, well, here goes. I'm answering the advertisement in the Connoisseur. Candelabrum. I hope I'm not late again.
I will tell Madame. Please wait.
Jiminy Cricket, I've struck something.
Yes, I am Alba Cornelius. What of the article you mentioned? Is it worth all that money?
Oh, well, I think that Madame will be satisfied with the pattern.
Look, my friend, I don't know your voice, and I'm sure you haven't the candelabrum that will match the one I want. Good day.
Oh, hung up on me. Oh, what do you make of that? How is this woman to know that I haven't the one she wants? Furthermore, she said she didn't recognize my voice.
What does that mean?
It can only mean one thing. That she wants a particular candelabrum, wants it, and only someone she can recognize can supply it.
Go on, Sherlock Holmes. Can you track down £1,000?
No, I can't yet. This candlestick business is a blinder, of that I'm certain. She's promised someone £1,000 for a particular piece. So I stir up the grey matter a little, and I feel that the delivery of Georgian lotus pattern candelabrum is a sort of routine between Alva Cornelius and others. So obviously I'm not the one, or the voice she was expecting to hear from.
Mm. Then it's a blue duck.
On the contrary, it's a grey goose. Now, let's look up Cornelius, Chelsea 738.
I've already done so.
Give me that phone book.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. So, Madame Alva Cornelius leaves at 17 Cheney Walk, Chelsea.
But she doesn't like your voice.
Well, she's going to hear more of it, because I'm going to see her and find out why. You see, I want that £1,000.
So, what happens now?
This. I have a pair of lotus twine Georgian candelabra, and I'm taking one along with me.
Yes?
I wish to see Madame Alva Cornelius.
Well,
will you mention a candelabrum? I have it with me.
Ah, Madame will see you. Enter, please.
Charmed.
This way. Follow, please. The visitor, Madame.
Enter.
I am obliged to you, Madame.
Sit down.
But yes.
Now explain.
What is all this?
I'm afraid I do not understand. Madame advertises for a fairly rare piece of Georgian silver. I think I have it, in fact. Here it is in the parcel.
Was it you who telephoned me earlier?
Why, yes. Your advertisement gave the number.
And I told you I did not want your piece there and then.
You certainly did. But on reflection, I came to the conclusion that maybe you'd been besieged with applicants offering spurious and base metal substitutes. Thus, I was encouraged to think that I, having possession of the genuine article, could engage your attention.
My friend, I told you that the candelabrum you mentioned over the phone was not the one I want.
So you did, but just look at it. You obviously are a connoisseur. This piece is beyond criticism. It's the genuine article.
It doesn't suit me. It is not the article I want, and you are not the man I expected. The one who was supposed to bring it to me.
It's not many collectors I've met who, in demanding a fairly rare piece, demand a particular man to go with it.
All right, we'll stop all this. You, whoever you are, have pursued a hunch, I believe. In doing so, my friend, you've poked your nose into something that doesn't concern you. That may prove very dangerous.
I'm indeed sorry. You must excuse the enthusiasm of a dealer.
Quiet. I've yet to be persuaded you are a dealer.
I assure you, madame, £1,000 reward makes any dealer enthusiastic.
All right. As a dealer, what odd candelabrum would be worth £1,000 reward plus its price?
Yeah, there you have me. But I assure you, reason or no reason, value or no value, £1,000 brought me to your door in quite a hurry.
You are either an old fool and an honest one, or a very clever crook.
Oh, madame.
I haven't yet made up my mind. If I find you're the former, you may go when I'm ready. If the latter, so much the worse for you, old man as you may be. Wait, a visitor.
You, Monsieur Bernet. I will tell her.
Come.
Monsieur Bernet has called.
Good, show him in. Has he a parcel with him?
Yes, madame.
Very well. Ah, Bernet, my friend, come along in. You are almost late, eh?
But not too late. Madame, I intrude, perhaps you have a guest.
You do not intrude. I'll explain. This is a stranger.
So?
A collector, like you, like me.
You're all collectors together, eh?
Quiet, you. Bernet, he has brought me a candelabrum.
And I have also.
Will you look at the one he's brought? Do you think, Bernet, I would want it?
Of a certainty, no. I have the particular one you require.
So, Mr. Collector, you see...
Yeah, I see I'm to be swindled out of a reward and the price of my piece. Let me see yours, sir. Why, it hasn't even the feel of mine. The silky touch, the soft edges of the embossment.
Put that down at once.
But, certainly. It's a very poor example, and I really do...
It was at this point that the stars all got together and descended on my head, and I remembered no more. However, it was still dark when I came to, with the head buzzing like the middle of a fanfare. Then the hammer stopped, and a white flashlight was shone in my eyes. That didn't help at all, especially as I gradually became aware that the American lady and friend Burnley were gazing at me.
Who is he, think you?
I don't know. But he's certainly not the elderly gentleman he made himself out to be.
About 50 years, I think.
If that's an insult, I'm only 43. Ooh! Just help me up. I don't feel able to move.
That, my friend, is because you're tied down on a bed in one of my back rooms.
Tied down? But why? I've apparently been struck down and now tied down. All over the attempted sale of a Georgian lotus pattern.
Quiet! You'd better come clean about all this. What do you know?
Nothing, except that my head's very painful. I'm strapped down, or so you say. You know, it's you who should come clean.
What was the idea of that old man act?
Oh, that. Oh, it's simple. When dealing with antiques and clients, I have found the client usually expects a man of seeming age. Some are more nearly antiques to match the antiques, as it were.
Gagging, eh? Well, listen. You've bumped your antique head into something not your business, and I don't like it much. So Bernay and I are going to do a little fossicking around and find out who you are and where you come from.
And then?
Then, if you're genuine, you can scram. But if you're a phony trying to put one over us...
Why the trenchant pause?
Well, I couldn't think straight out what we'd do with you. But you'll learn in good time. Now, come on, Bernay. We've got to get a move on.
Yeah, well, what about my piece of...
I've got it. See you later.
Good. And I assure you I'd prefer it if your friend wouldn't use that blackjack on me again.
That all depends.
Nice people. For collectors of refined stuff like Georgian silver, they behave in a very unrefined way. Pudgeo, that's... Oh, no, just a coincidence. My imagination. It is. That's the tooter of my car. I know it in a million. And that means...
Hey! You in there, Mr. Hicks?
My, that's Charlie's voice. Yes, where are you, Charlie? I'm in here.
I'm on the windowsill. Just coming in. Watch out.
For heaven's sake, Charlie, how did you get here?
Not much time for explanations. Let's get these here cords adrift. Oh, Lord love a duck, Mr. Hicks. Why don't you pull your head in? Oh, this is a nice kettle of fish.
When one thinks of Rowley's situation, one is rather inclined to think Charlie Austin's suggestion is not a bad one. But apparently the dangerous path will always beckon the Grey Goose.